This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Joining us right now live on News Radio 930 WBEN is, to update us obviously on the weather, meteorologist Andy Parker. Andy, always appreciate your time. And I know we've got some weather to talk about, including a mix of precipitation and really cold temperatures. I was so scared I went out very late last night and filled up the gas tank. So what do we have coming down the pike, Andy?
That's a smart move. A wintry mess, Tom. I mean, this nothing. If it was just snow, we're all capable of dealing with snow. But once you start to throw the ice in there and then the wind and then a flash freeze and then the deep freeze, none of it's very fun. It's not a skiable situation. It's outdoor enthusiasts, at least this weekend. It's not going to be pretty. I'll run you through it here as we start off on Saturday. I want to allay any fears that this is going to come in with any sort of ferocity. It's a pussycat of a storm as it starts. I mean, it's some light snow on Saturday morning. It'll continue into the afternoon, just a steady light snow. No wind to speak of with this. It's kind of the first part of it. Temperatures are cold on Saturday. Then we rebound up to about 32 degrees in the afternoon, which after today is actually going to feel pretty mild. And then we'll find that we'll get about 1 to 3 inches of snow. Very manageable during the entirety of the day on Saturday. So, again, if you have plans, if you want to get something done, Saturday is the day to do it, and before it gets dark. Because once it starts to get into the evening hours, we're going to see temperatures warm a little bit more. And that's going to begin to change the state of the precipitation. There's probably going to be an area that remains at around 31 degrees. And you know what that means. When you start to get some rain and temperatures at the surface at 31, there's going to be a strip of freezing rain and sleet. Yeah. And below that, it's going to all be rain. And I'm talking a soaking rain. This isn't just a sprinkle here. This is puddle-making downpour of a rain. The bulk of this weather system comes in wet and not white, especially for areas from Buffalo southward. I think you see a period of freezing rain early in the evening on Saturday, a little earlier than everybody else. And then after that, it's rain. It's not a snow event to the south. The area that's on the bubble, the razor's edge, where it'll go from a teeming rain to a pinging, which would be the sleet, and then the glaze, that freezing rain, over to snow, that's going to occur somewhere between, let's say, West Seneca on the south side of that and then the Tonawandas. Somewhere in there is going to be all of that changeover, this edge of the weather system, that magic freezing point where just enough cold air remains at the surface that this whole thing ends up being an ugly icing event for somebody. Now, the snow end of this, it looks like our friends across the border, just on the other side of Lake Ontario, this looks like a pretty solid snow event for southern Ontario and Toronto. Probably a foot of snow, not centimeters, but a full foot of English units up there. This side of the border gets a little trickier because as you start mixing in more liquid, as you make the snow heavier, it doesn't stack up. So we're going to see those numbers drop down considerably, rapidly even. And it's going to be tricky to say, well, this town is going to get 5 inches of snow and then the next one is going to get two. It's very tricky to determine where that edge is because it's going to be something that as the storm swirls and moves through, that edge will kind of undulate. I throw a weather term in there.
Ooh.
It'll go, you know, Buffalo for a moment will be in the rain. Then Buffalo could go back to snow. Then it could be back to rain. It's going to be a very changeable thing. All this happens a lot through the overnight. I think most of the overnight is just rain for most folks. And then we start to see the cold air come in. And Sunday is going to be the worst day. Like, if you don't want to do something on Sunday, you have my permission to stay home and not have to get out because that's when we're going to see the most rapid changes in our weather. It begins with rain. So if you have services in the morning that you're going to, if before 10 or 11 o'clock, it's probably still rain for much of the area with temperatures in the 30s. And then as we go late morning into the afternoon, a surge of cold air comes racing in. It'll take it from the 30s down into the 20s, and that is going to be enough. We're looking at about a 7 or 8 temperature drop from one side of the freezing mark to the other, and that's usually enough to create a flash freeze where any puddles of water, and there will be plentiful puddles, will be freezing over in rapid fashion. And that small pile of salt that you've referenced is going to be a little help if we end up with all of that in the city of Buffalo. That would not be a great situation. If it was just rain in the city, that's one thing. But even if it's just rain, it's going to end up icing up and getting everything that's wet will turn to ice. And we'll probably see a few inches of snow
like,
at the
Andy,
end.
Andy, forgive my interruption, yeah, but before the snow comes in, it sounds to me like the rain is going to create the foundation for an ice rink. So when the temperatures plummet, that's exactly what roads are going to be. They're going to be ice rinks. And I am particularly concerned about drivers in the city of Buffalo because I'm telling you right now, looking at the salt pile that the city of Buffalo has available to it, I would doubt it's enough to get a mile down Delaware Avenue.
Yeah. You're talking about the Broadway Barns. I know they have satellite storage units, those, what would you call them, oval-shaped, open-ended barns where the trucks pull in and out of. But maybe that's Erie County I was thinking of. They have more distributed.
Could be the county, could be the state, but the pile at the Broadway Barns is ridiculously small.
And I've seen that. I've walked in there. I've done a live shot, you know, standing next to that pile, and it is gargantuan within that that very dark building. But from what you're saying, that's a pretty small pile.
Very
you can
small
fit
pile.
It in the garage.
Yeah.
Hey, before we get too sidetracked with the salt, and hopefully everybody has some squirreled away in their garages, but that's what happens on Sunday. We go from wet to white, and again, it doesn't look like a huge hit for anybody. Maybe 2 to 4 inches of snow as this thing changes back. So following along, Saturday again, 1 to 3 inches of snow. Whatever falls on Saturday for most folks might get erased Saturday night with the rain. And at the very worst, it turns to slush in the driveway. But then it comes back a little bit with everything locking up ice cold with strong winds. To throw that in there, we'll have the winds at about 40 miles an hour gusting just like they did the other night on my garbage night, Wednesday night into Thursday.
Of course, that's a law. Every garbage night, the weather must be inclement. Winter, spring, summer, fall, it must be inclement.
Yeah, and so that's what happens Sunday night into Monday. And then we ride the teens and single digits out the entirety of the week. Looking back at this season, yes, we've had an overnight low down to -5. So it might not be the coldest individual temperature, but when you stack up the number of daytime temperatures that were going to be held in the teens, this would stack up as the coldest week of winter thus far in those terms.
Good Lord. And Andy, just maybe this is out of the realm of meteorology. Andy Parker's with us on the Trocare College WBEN Live Line. But one of the problems is when you get that ice rink foundation and then everything freezes into ice. It's very smooth. It is very slippery. And then when you get snow on top of that and you start walking, you're not exactly sure what's underneath. And it's very simple for people to have a horrific injury slipping and falling, walking on the snow that happens to be covering a glaze of ice.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of folks that encounter the ground in rapid fashion with this, or at least do that very quick step, and then you catch yourself before hitting the ground, and then you say, that was close.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's easier to fall. After a certain point in life, it's easier to fall than wrench your back trying to maintain dignity.
You just let go, right?
That's, yeah, after a while, Andy, dignity just leaves the body.
Hey, I do want to let everybody know, if you're in northern Niagara County, so I can parcel this out. So let's just say that this edge of the cold air just never makes it all the way to Lake Ontario. Let's say it gets stuck at the escarpment there in Lewiston. So anything north of that could end up with just churning out very heavy wet snow. And there's still the chance that they could end up with 6 to 8 inches of really heavy, sloppy, wet snow along the shoreline of Lake Ontario in those communities. So whoever, it looks like right now the trend is for that line to be out over the lake, but it's in such close proximity that those folks there, if on Sunday morning they put a ruler out in the snow in the front yard and they're like, I've got 8 inches of heavy, wet snow. You said ice. It's going to be that close of a call that's where, but those are the communities I'd be worried about. If you're in the South towns in the Southern tier, this is not a huge snow hit for you. It's a rain and potentially some ice. It's the North towns, especially the Lake Ontario counties, that we're going to keep an eye on as this storm evolves and cuts right across Western New York.
But Andy, it sounds as though what you're saying is the period of time. You ever been driving and you're watching the thermometer in your car and it's raining and it's 33 degrees Then it's 32 degrees. Then it's 31 degrees. And suddenly you notice you have no traction anymore, or very little traction. It sounds as though that particular event is going to be relegated to very late Saturday night and very early Sunday morning. Is that correct?
I'll pin it down even tighter. That change is going to occur between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh, okay. I was only off by 12 hours. What's 12 hours between friends? As far as sunlight is concerned, yeah, today is a cold day, but at least we're seeing that strange glowing object in the sky, which we're told is the sun. I think it's a conspiracy. But will this be a cloudy, gloomy cold, or will it be a deceptive day where you open the window, the sun pours into your home, then you walk outside and you feel as though you've just stepped into Antarctica?
Well, the only thing pouring into your home on Sunday is going to be the rain. But beyond that, when we look at the cold, sometimes, I guess the bright side of things, to go that route, is once you're this cold and you're in the center of the cold, the storms go around the edge, and that's where the storm track will. So it should kind of stiff arm all of the larger storms away from us. And as you described, as we're in the center of this cold, it'll be 13 degrees outside, but you will see some sun. And it looks like even on Monday and Tuesday, even into Wednesday and Thursday, we'll have the opportunity to get some sun. Although the temperatures, as I mentioned, are going to be stuck in those very low teens for most of the week.
Okay, that sounds absolutely awesome. This snow of which you speak, is it going to be general or lake effect?
Let's see. On Saturday, it's a general snow. Go ahead and make the salute. A general snow. It's going to cover everybody 1 to 3 inches. Not a big deal. As I mentioned, this thing starts off in low gear, and then it cranks up overnight. That's when the heavy rain comes in. And then on the end of this, it's all going to be a generalized snowfall with a couple inches on the way out. There may be some lake effect snow coming off Ontario, but that is going to be relegated for the folks closer to Rochester and, again, the shoreline communities along Lake Ontario. In order to determine who's going to see some of that, we'll have to see which way the wind direction lines up and how much moisture is available by the time we get to Monday. But we'll need to get this big, fat, wet weather system out of the way first before we can start refining the micro-scale clouds that will come off the lake.
Well, just like you can't have pie without Cool Whip, we can't have Andy Parker without asking about the lake ice coverage on Erie.
Lake Erie ice coverage, it was 93% yesterday. And if we go ahead and we take a look at it here, oh boy, I thought I had it ready for you. I don't, it did not go down. So it's somewhere between 93 and 95%. There are some open spots. I heard, if you're familiar with a place called, I think it's Catawalla, in just to the west of Cleveland near Toledo. There's some open water there. Fishermen were talking about that. And then near Long Point on the Canadian shoreline, there are some gaps as well. But they are small. The majority of the lake is ice covered with 6 to 12 inches of ice. The shoreline, the fishermen near Buffalo, they've been out there since it hit 4 inches in the harbor, and that's much thicker now.
Well, they're hardier souls than I, Andy Parker. Andy, people like to carry you around in your pocket size. How do people stay constantly in touch with the wonderful world of Andy Parker's weather?
Yeah, if you enjoy getting the forecast in kind of layman's terms, laying it out chronologically like this, all you've got to do is any social media, whether you're on Facebook, X, LinkedIn, you name it, just put in Andy Parker weather and it'll pop right up. Otherwise, if you just want to text and get the weather right away anytime you want, middle of the night, just text weather to 503-ANDY. That's 503-2639. And type the word weather. It'll come right back. If you have questions, you can type them in, get answers as well, any time of day.
Andy, thanks a million. By the way, I have an update from the Broadway Barns. The pile of salt the city has available in the Broadway Barns, no kidding, no exaggeration, this is not hyperbole, it would fit in my living room.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gone down. It would fit in the living room, possibly the upstairs bathroom. Not that I want them to try that little experiment. That would be tough to clean up. Thank you very much, Andy. Much appreciated.
My pleasure, Tom.
Meteorologist Andy Parker on News Radio 930, WBEN's Trocare College, WBEN Liveline. Good Lord.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.